Hey guys, so thanks for listening to the podcast. We just wanted to explain a couple things. So there might be some swears in this, but we have bleeped them out with some gospel choir singing. So if you hear that and you're confused, that explains that. And we also at one point encounter a spider.
No. Centipede dude.
You can't say play. So yeah, we just wanted to explain those two little instances, but besides that, it's still a normal episode and we will be reviewing War Dogs. So again, thanks for listening.
It's Haley and Abby and Sydney, and we're gonna talk about a movie.
And Haley.
And we're here at the Blockbuster Podcast. We are the Blockbuster Podcast. So we're the Blockbuster Podcast, and we're going to be reviewing.
True.
We're going to be reviewing War Dogs, because everyone wants to hear our opinion on that movie. So we are here with a special guest, a very good friend of ours, Sydney Bach.
Hey, guys. What's going on, Alexis? Thank you for tuning in.
So we just saw a movie. It's almost midnight. We just saw the greatest movie of our lives.
No.
Well, no. But the most anticipated for Sydney. Sydney, yeah. Before we talk about the movie itself, and we will be talking spoilers, please tell us, like, what you thought going into the movie.
My expectations for this movie were pretty high. I'm a big fan of Miles Teller, and I love Jonah Hill. And let's just say, it was a letdown!
Yes, it was! It was pretty much a letdown. So, what'd you think of the trailers?
They were pretty good. I mean, I think they gave away, like, the whole movie, kind of, because, like, the parts in the trailers were, like, the most intense parts of the movie, but...
And I thought the funniest parts of the movie were all in the trailer.
Yeah, literally.
Every joke was in the trailers. Yeah. The trailers made it seem a lot more, like, fun than it actually was.
Yeah. And I always felt like every time the movie would get, like, almost, like, crazy, every time the movie almost got crazy... They had, like, cut it short, and I, like, wanted more of that, but, like, they didn't give it to me.
True. Okay, so we were joking before the movie started about when a movie starts, and it starts with an opening, and then it stops, and then the narrator goes, "That was the day."
They're
like, "Hi."
After that day, everything changed.
And we were joking about that, and then this movie starts with that opening. It was just too much.
And they did it, like, throughout the movie.
Yeah. They, like, cut to it.
But then they kind of stopped, or no, they did it the whole time.
And I didn't get the whole thing, like, why they'd, like, show, like, something someone said before.
I felt like they were, like, chapters.
That was supposed to be, I felt like that was, like, a Quentin Tarantino kind of thing. Because
like, scenes?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It made me kind of excited, but I was also like,
And then, so that was the beginning. So we start off with Miles. Do you want to tell us the story, or do you want to, like, set this up in case anyone's... Do you want to explain it, Sid? Because this is Sydney's episode.
I'm bad at explaining stuff, so you can do it, Abigail.
I got it. All right, so basically, Miles Teller and Jonah Hill were, like, best friends in middle school.
True.
And then... They sort of drifted apart because their moms, one of them, like, I don't know, their moms, like, did not like the other kid, so they, like, separated them. And then they meet again, like, when they're, like, 22 or 23 at a funeral, and they get back together, and Miles Teller is sort of, like, he's, like, a massage therapist, and he's doing, like, all these odd jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a girlfriend who's pregnant, so he's looking for... Like, work.
About the bed sheets.
Oh, yeah. So, he starts selling bed sheets to, like, make money for his family. And then he meets up with Jonah Hill, and then Jonah Hill is, like, running, like, a, what do you call it? Like, an international arms dealership, I guess. And
and chaos ensues.
Yeah.
True.
So they start dealing, and they have to go. Did you like how it went? Did you like the story of, like, them being... Well, first of all...
I didn't... What?
Okay, you go.
I didn't understand why Jonah Hill showed up to the funeral.
No, me neither.
Like, who was the person that
No
died?
One knows. He didn't even know.
Yeah.
It's Pete.
And, like, he hasn't talked to David, Miles Teller's character, in, like, years. So why this random guy?
That was, like, a week.
And then he was like, oh, I came there specifically... For you. He says that.
Like, what?
And then he doesn't ask him till later, like, to hire him, which I thought was weird. Like, I thought he was going to hire him, like, on the spot.
He was just trying to finesse him.
He was trying to finesse him. Hey!
Yeah, so then.
Indeed.
So.
I just want to hear me get bleeped out.
Let's talk story. How'd you think the pace of the movie went?
It was too slow for me. Well, like, I don't know. I think it got to the point fast, but then once it got there, it was, like, boring.
It, like, stayed there for too long.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like it was out of order. Like, especially compared to the trailers, because in the trailers, they showed, like, them in the Pentagon or, like, whatever that was,
and
like, with the government first.
And I kept waiting for that to happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That, like, annoys me so much.
And they, like, did their first job before they had the contract with the government, so I was like...
Yeah, I didn't get that. And I thought it was going to be, like, a bigger deal when they, like, were delivering the Berettas
to,
like, where was it, Baghdad? But it's, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, literally, like, you spent
and
so much time getting there.
When they were at the, when they were delivering the Berettas, and the people were literally shooting them.
I know.
And the one guy was out of the car, like, out of the truck.
Yeah, not get shot.
Yeah, putting the gas in the thing. Like, how did he, like, they were aiming at him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How did none of those people hit him?
And I feel like I wish they would have done more with the trip to Baghdad. Like, I
like that's
like they
crazy.
Because
they just fell
funny.
Asleep, and then they woke up at this. Also, what was the deal with the guy who was dead?
I
like,
don't
that had nothing
like,
to do with it.
I guess that kind of set it up to be like, oh, this place is... Hey!
But, like, I don't, like... Like, why would they come... Why would those people have come back if they had already shot that guy? I don't know.
No, because they
were
like,
chasing.
What was that called? The death triangle?
It was like...
Triangle of death.
Falzar or something weird.
Yeah, triangle of death.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, Okay, so that was the story. It was slow, not fast enough. Did you think, like, they were differently paced? Because I thought, like, the first act was pretty fast, and then...
Yeah, and then it just completely, like...
Yeah.
How did you feel about Miles and Jonah's characters and portrayals?
I think Jonah Hill is honestly very versatile, I guess.
Because
he's funny, and then... Like, you have him in, like, Moneyball, and then I wasn't expecting him to be like, hey! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought he was just gonna be, like, the typical, like, Jonah Hill, like, fat, funny person, but he was, but then he was just kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Miles Teller and Jonah Hill both did a really good job, like, in
and
their characters.
Their chemistry was really good.
Yeah, yeah. I think, I don't know. I mean, the problems with the... With the movie, we're probably in the plot and, like, in the writing and in the direction because it was just kind of slow sometimes, but I think their performances had nothing to do with that. I think they did a really good job with what they were given.
Did you like the storyline of his girlfriend and, like, all their relationship to add tension to it?
I thought it was good.
Because she wasn't in... That wasn't...
Yeah.
That didn't happen in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's good that they added that.
Yeah.
Because it's almost, like, he probably, like... I don't know. I think she was kind of the person who, like,
a
told
foil
him,
almost.
Yeah, like, who, like, wanted him to get out of the, like, what is it called?
The arms dealing.
Yeah, the arms dealing business. So, I don't know.
I think it, like, gave him a motive to go into the arms dealer, because, like, he was going to have a baby, so needed to get money fast. True. And also, like, I don't know, I think that's what made him different from Jonah Hill, because, like, he was doing it for, like, a good cause, to, like, get money for his family, and Jonah Hill was just doing it to, like, make himself rich, and he was just kind of a jerk.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what to do with that much money, like...
Like, when they were, like, mad about not getting $53 million, I was like, you're literally already millionaires, so... Like, you're already goals, so... Right. I don't know. Yeah, so, Oh, Bradley Cooper.
I was just about to say that. I felt like his character was irrelevant. Even though it's Bradley Cooper, like...
I didn't understand, like... I guess... I don't know. He was barely in it.
Well, yeah, he was barely in it, but he was also, like, so essential to the plot that you... But, like, you didn't... You weren't thinking about him.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
He was supposed to be, like, this looming presence over, like, the plot, but you were like, oh, right, like, this deal happened because of him, and, like... Yeah. Like, I didn't... I remember, like, when he called him and was like, oh, you played me, like, I was like, oh... Like, I totally forgot about him.
Mm-hmm. Also, I didn't understand why they chose that scene to start the movie with. Because that, I don't know, that didn't really feel like that.
It wasn't. That's no. What, like, when he got... So, spoiler alert. Bradley Cooper basically, like, kidnapped Miles Teller from his hotel room and brought him into this, like, abandoned almost building, parking lot thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. And then he, like, pointed a gun at him, and that's what the movie started with, when it was like, oh, like, he says the model of the gun, blah, blah, blah. And Bradley Cooper literally pointed the gun at him for, like...
2 seconds.
2 seconds. And he was like, you don't think you can take me out of this deal? And then Miles was, like, crying, whatever, like, rightfully so. And then he just, like, put the gun down and got back in the car and drove off. And I was like, that's it?
Like that was the climax of the whole movie.
Yeah. Also, like, I would have even rather had it be, like, the start of the movie where he punches him in the... punches Jonah in the elevator. That would have been better for me, because then it would be like, when are these guys gonna fight?
Yeah. Also, I don't understand why that motivated Miles Teller to go back. Because, like, as soon as that happened, he, like, freaked out, like, and he was like, I gotta go, like, I gotta leave.
Yeah, I think Bradley Cooper's character was, like, really forgettable overall. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't really have that much to work with, and it wasn't his movie, but, like, his performance, like, was really forgettable.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with that.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, rants about it, that any feelings that you guys, like, would want to share?
I think the movie ended, like, really abruptly. Like, I was not expecting it to end right there. Like, I thought there was going to be, like, a little bit more to that last scene.
Yeah.
Because in the last scene, Miles Teller and Bradley Cooper meet up again. And then Bradley Cooper, like, apologizes for, like, terrorizing him and, like, breaking his nose. Mm-hmm. And then he gives him, like, a share of the money that he got from the deal. And then it just ends.
Oh, I wish I would have known. Well, I guess it was, like, what's it called? Suggested, but... I want to know what happened to, like, his driver. Like, I want to know if Bradley Cooper killed him.
He never answered that question.
No more questions.
That was the only character that they kind of fleshed out.
And he was funny, and I liked I'll remember him and not Bradley Cooper.
Literally. So, like...
Even though it's Bradley Cooper. Not
Bradley, like, the greatest actor of all time, but not really. But, like, yeah, like, I thought he was more fleshed out than Bradley Cooper, and, like, I was like, oh, like, that really shows, like, I thought that really was, like, full circle for Miles Teller's character, because he, like, wanted to know, like, what happened to that guy, but, like, it ended on, we're not gonna talk about it.
Yeah. And also, I didn't know how to pronounce Jonah Hill's name, nor did I, like, know what it was the whole time.
It was, like, so weird. Yeah, whenever they would talk about it. I don't know if I have anything else to say.
I'm trying to think.
I don't think... I didn't hate it, but I don't think I'd watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so now we are going to grade it.
Okay.
Me... and Haley do a, grade A to F rating.
Okay.
So we're gonna go first.
Mm-hmm.
I would give this a B minus.
I was gonna say C plus.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say C.
C.
I know. Cindy was the most excited for this.
I think it's just because I had like high expectations, and yeah. I love Miles Teller so much, and I love Jonah Hill, and I love Bradley Cooper, and I don't know. I like Jonah Hill was like really good, but I don't know. I thought Miles would like do more, even though he was great, but
yeah.
I don't know.
The story, like, it was like there wasn't necessarily anything bad that you can like blame it for, and you can say this is a bad movie because
I wish they would have like made his character more like complex.
Or just like not made. Also, like Jonah Hill's character at the end, like I didn't feel he was a dick. I didn't feel he was a bad person until they wanted us to hate him.
Yeah.
Like, right before he was
like, looked at the contract and he was like,
No, like, when he called him and he was like, oh, I'm at the club, like, I'm just chilling, like, I thought he was gonna, like, that was right when it was like, oh, now we have to hate him, but if we would have hated him the whole time, like I don't know, like, because he seemed to be, like, fine, like, he was just a fine person, just trying to make some money until, like, until they, like, the story wanted it to be.
I felt like the whole movie was just, like, really predictable, like, you could tell what was gonna happen.
And, like, I was gonna say, like, at the end when they're, like, at the end, like, it was the guy who, like, helped us, like, rebox all the ammunition that called us in, and then this guy was wearing a mic when he was talking to us, and we confessed all this stuff. I almost feel like, they were like, oh, let's just add this, because then it wouldn't make sense, like.
Yeah.
Felt wrong, I don't know.
Yeah, even if that had happened in real life, like, maybe it would have been more interesting if we would have found that out before.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh my god, like, they're saying,
What
is that?
What?
Ew!
What?
Big ass bug!
Where?
Ew! I'm sorry. Where? Big centipede just across the floor. Is it like a silverfish?
I don't know where it went.
No, it was big.
That was no silverfish.
Back to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. But, I don't know. I wish they would have made, like, what was that guy's name? The guy who owned, like, all the laundry?
I don't know
his name, but I wish he would have, like, been more fidgety.
Yeah.
Like, or, like, kind of given it away, I guess. But,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where we could have, like, suspected something where it wasn't, like, he was just there.
Because then, well, yeah, and then they're like, he was Mike. I was like, oh. Like,
confused. Was he, like, did he, like, go to the police about it, or did the police...
The police found him, and then he was like, the police found him.
And then why did
him.
He get arrested?
What? Because
he had no idea, like, or did he? That's where I got confused. Like, I don't know why he got arrested.
He knew they were selling something to the army, but he thought it was blankets, or, like, sheets.
Oh, now I get it.
I think they, like, threatened him, because they knew that he was involved, but they
but
gave
then
him
he
a
was
break.
Like, but then he was like, I'll work with you. Like, I'll expose them.
Yeah. Expose them hoes.
So... Yeah, so that was our review of War Dogs. Thank you so much, Sydney, for being on this podcast.
Yay, Sydney's first podcast.
Sydney will be on very frequently. We will definitely do some more reviews with her. We have a lot of movies that she is very interested in.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so thanks, Sid. Thanks for coming on.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
See you next time.